Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and this is our Creation Light Shift Healing Show. And the date today is May 5th, 2017. And I'll clear that date from you. This is also Cinco de Mayo, if I pronounce that right or not. But anyway, you may be connected to that. And the reason why we clear the date for everybody, because what happened to you last year on this date, and maybe going back, you know, 100 years or more, may have an energy that follows this particular date, and it recycles on you, and you wonder out of nowhere why something's happening to you, and it's because of the date from the past, which is activated in your DNA, and you're being tracked by the aliens, in a sense, for that date. Very, very simple. So let's clear the date today, 5-5-2017. Here we go, and just see if it leaves your body. See if had an ache or pain or something, you know, and it may go away. Maybe you had your finger cut off 2 years ago on this date, and you wonder why your finger's hurting today. Finger's still there, but you got an owie. Here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So we got our I'll host on in a minute here, Kathy, but I want to energize the light beams first, so bring those up on your monitor screen or screens, even maybe on your smartphone. So here we go. One, activating that energy for peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I normally always bring in the male energies. I'll change it here in case you want to see what the females feel like. So we'll just ask the males to step aside here, and we'll bring in the female energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that may have changed a little bit as you perceive the energy of peace coming from the light beam. So let's take away a situation, an incident that maybe you had today. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So last week, this day particular, Friday, we were at the expo in San Mateo. So many listeners are out there that would like to maybe share what they thought of the booth. Maybe you had a healing or something. It'd be wonderful. Just send that off to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we could read that tonight. So it's always nice to have people comment on what the expos were like. So I'll turn it over to Kathy. Are you out of the wardrobe room and got your voice ready to go, Kathy?
Yes, I think I passed the test. Hi, Ron and everyone. And this is Creation Light Chip Healing on BBS Radio, Station 2. As Ron said, today is Friday, May 5th, 2017, and he just cleared the energetic qualities of today's date and the incidences. He said that in Mexico they're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and that is actually about, has to do with war. So if some of us are tied in with that, we may have some energetic cords to release with that date and that event. And so also today in history, Ron, I've noticed in the on the history page that today in 1961 marks the date of the first American in space. So it's been since 61 that we've been talking about flying to space, and they were on a capsule called Freedom 7.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah. So if anyone saw that or knows about that, that's today's a good day to clear, and you can clear these days, any particular events and dates like Ron just did, yourself on a clearing Ron has called Natal Barcode Removal. And it's an online clearing, and it's reasonably priced, and it's unlimited. And you can clear many, many, many things, events, dates, names, letters, numbers, phone numbers, account numbers, anything that you can track you with or connect you with. even people's names, including your whole family tree and relatives that are in-laws or people you know. It kind of clears those energetic cords as far as the symbols relate to you. So thanks for all the clearings, Ron, and we really appreciate any new listeners who met Ron at the last three expos he was at in February, March, and April. And so this is where Ron usually is on BBS Radio. He has four radio programs here, and he has a page on the BBS Radio website called Creation Lightship Healings. And on that page is a lot of information for connecting with Ron, about Ron, and underneath his photo is a link to send Ron questions or comments or responses and reactions to any of the healings he does. And so anyone who's new listening who went to the expos and met Ron, you can write to him there if you want to remain anonymous or just send a quick note. There's a link called BBS Fast Chat, Quick Chat Live Link with Ron Amatron. And clicking on that link will take you to a page where there's the three light beings and also a box where you can fill in what you'd like to relate to Ron, and that we'll read here on the radio programs. And you can do this any time of the week, even. But it's this quick link is for during the show is for reactions mostly, and responses or testimonials. So we really welcome the new listeners, and we'd like to hear from anybody who has anything to say about what they experienced at the expos, any reactions, and if they went to the workshops, and if they had questions about some of the things they heard, that you heard, or some of the things that Ron talked about. So Ron does have a YouTube channel where he's been addressed some of the same topics in the past. His YouTube channel is just called Ron Amatron, and you can access it quickly from his website, which is creationlightship.com, and the YouTube links are over on the right side of the page, and there's a lot of other information on there, too. So tonight, Ron, is usually our Paranormal Friday, and gosh, I think we do have some people sending some things in. Maybe we could get started on talking about some of the items that listeners have sent.
That sounds great. What I will say is sometimes situations will occur and you don't know why something's happening to you, because maybe you've done that particular situation, you know, half a dozen times or so. You know it inside and out. Wonder why this is recycling in your life, you know. Kind of like losing your purse or wallet or something, and you know now that you don't do that, but somehow it happens. That could be somebody in your soul family wanted to have that experience, and so because you've lost your wallet or purse so many times, you'll take that on for another member of your soul family so they can have that experience, because maybe they're too timid to lose it. And so you raise your hand and say, yeah, I could do that. They'll lose it again. Very well versed in that. I beat myself up a lot when that happens, and you can see what it's like. And so I will do that for you so you get that experience, like a mass mind consciousness of your soul family. That's if you are having a situation like that and you go, oh, crap, that happened to me again. Well, that's only because maybe one of your soul family members want to experience that, and you are taking the fall for it. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. So let's get on with the questions that we have, Kathy.
Okay, we'll get back to that subject later. Well, first, someone sent in some interesting YouTube titles, and the subject is abductions, Ron, alien abductions, we think. And it looks like someone has collected a lot of data about people who are missing and where they disappeared from, and what actually happened, and what the follow-up was. And some of it's a little grisly, I understand, and not all, I'm sure not all good endings here, but the fact is that Ron, you do talk about abductions quite a lot, and so, you know, this is clearly, evidently true that there are, you know, missing people, not just, you know, alien abductions, but, you know, gone for good type of missing people. And I'll just read the titles of these YouTube videos that are out there now, where a lot of research was done. Okay, so one of them, the first one is called Six Things We Know About the Clusters of Missing People. And that was put together by a police investigation. The second YouTube video is called Top 10 National Parks with the Most Disappearances. So that might be worth looking into if you plan on vacationing at a national park one of these summer days. And the last one is 10 More Strangest National Park Disappearances. And they notice that the disappearances occur when there's a storm going on, usually like clouds, thunder, or a lot of fog during the disappearance.
Yeah, I saw something a while back about that. One of there's probably two scenarios going on. So to start off with, you know that you don't know where you are when you're not here, okay? Because you're being turned on and off, on and off, on and off. And you don't know about typically that aliens turn off time and they're in control of time. You could be walking with the people around you. They can turn time off and abduct you and maybe keep you and not bring you back and then turn time on again. And everybody's going to go, well, where'd Joe go? You know, he was here, you know, a minute or two ago or whatever. And they can numb your mind out also, so you don't really get the clue real quick. So it could take you a while to finally figure out, well, Joe's missing, you know. You know, normally you would, if somebody's in front of you or you're holding their hand, they got to numb your mind out to make you less conscious that you were holding their hand. And then they disappear, and maybe a minute or two down the road, forgot about holding hands, you just wonder where the person went. Just remember, they're in control of time, so they can do whatever they want to do to you. So that's one thing as far as abductions. The cloud coming is what they're bringing forth, bringing the energy in as you are being abducted. The next thing is the Bigfoot abductions. Normally, they'll just come in. So if it's another alien, we'll say, that's living here, and they can abduct you and take you away instantly. So anyway, that's the more physical type of abduction. A lot of these energies with the Bigfoot ones, they actually find a person miles away from where they were last seen, and all they find is maybe their clothing and they were eaten, so they find the bones of the person, if they can find that. So anyway, that's some kind of awful, but that's life on Earth here. And you know, you could, if you go out, you could try doing a shrink wrap around you. Maybe your energy won't be as noticed if you're planning to go to a location where there are abductions. So anyway, things happen, and nothing to really get alarmed about, unless you know somebody that's happened to. But anyway, this is the paranormal show, and that's what goes on. There's probably much worse happening that they don't even know about. So anyway, and I don't think they realize that time is controlled by aliens. That they always miss that particular step in their process of trying to understand something about the abductions. So they go all around everything else, but they don't realize that, yeah, you know, you're being turned off and on, off and on, and you can be abducted instantly, and they don't really get into that. They try to use a linear mind thinking that you're always here and you just vanish, you know. Anyway, I guess that's you, Ann.
So, Ron, do you think that the abductions are just random people? Are they chosen targets?
Well, they probably have targets, typically people who are abducted, who have situations going on. Their parents have been, abducted, and grandparents, et cetera. So I can almost say, most of the people that I used to deal with, including now, I would say, 60 to 80%, something like that, their parents or themselves have been in the military. So just being in the military, somehow that gives the aliens free reign over you because maybe you signed something to give away your free will, free choice, if there was such a thing. And, they do follow experimentations on people. Remember, the aliens were here long before us, and so we think this is our planet, but it really belongs to them because they've been here for thousands of years, probably more than maybe even millions. So you got to realize that, this is a prison planet for us, and we're like cattle. So things do happen to us. And, the people that have been trapped before and they're checking out your DNA to see maybe what their experimentations were, maybe they created you in a test tube. And you don't know that, but maybe they took you out of your mother's womb. They abducted her, did some experimentation with you, and you both got sent back here, and you're a little different than everybody else. So anyway, that's just what I say. It's just, this is like Earth being here. You're here, and weird things can happen. But the people that are abducted and know about it, I would probably say complete certainty that their parents have been and everything else. And the military also puts you into that energy. I can't say how or why, but that's people come to me who are in the military who has abduction problems and all types of things went wrong with them. And when you finally talk to somebody and you see, geez, all this stuff they're having, I say, well, have you been in the military? Are your parents? And they always say, oh, yes. We lived on a military base. I go, aha. Yeah. So anyway, back to you.
Well, Ron, when you give your workshops and you talk about alien abductions, you always tell people how to minimize the risk of being an obvious target to aliens. And also you instruct them about some exercises and solutions that you offer. So maybe we could talk about these right now.
Yeah, the first thing is to get out of emotions. They only want you because you're emotional, typically, because they get the energy from you. The next thing is physical pain. So, most people are emotional, and then, people do have pain, but typically the emotions are where they are. And like I say, they get you because you are on timelines, thinking and projecting your energy out, and they put you onto these timelines that you could have even created one. Maybe you're looking for a new car, for instance, or another car. So now you're on that new car or other car timeline because your thoughts are bringing you there, and that car will be on that timeline, so you're getting closer to it. Maybe you're worried about your physical health, so now you're on the health timeline. No, maybe on the pain timeline. So the whole thing is to get off the timelines if it's causing you problems. And so only reason you can get on timelines is because you're thinking, trying to do something with that energy. You can use the finger exercise and just put your finger in front of you, either left or right index finger, and just slowly move it and let your body tell you if your finger's straight ahead of you. If you're in the left side, you're in the past. You're thinking from the past, living on past timelines. Or if you're to the right, the future. And so naturally, you lose power either if you want to be straight ahead in the present moment. And then if you do the mind to heart drop a lot, recommend every hour if you can, then you're going to be more conscious and more aware of who you are, because you're going to be basically turned off on the alien timeline, and that's the best thing to do. And you must do that out loud. Can't do it inside of your head just thinking about it, because the thoughts put you into the alien agenda. You have to say it out loud to awaken your spirit, because your spirit is here with you in the now, and that's why you want to talk out loud. Otherwise, you're going on a mind trip someplace, which is what you've been doing for most of the people, you know, your whole lifetime, working in mind energy, and you're finally realizing that you don't want to be there. And most people said, I want to get off this planet, and the way to get off the planet is to get back into source energy, your initial you, and do the mind of heart drop. 20 seconds, you're there. I'll just say what that is in case you're interested. So might be a newbie listening for the first time. So you say out loud, and now command my spirit. So you have the now and the present moment and your spirit. So you're awakening that energy in you. That's what looks out of your eyes. Then you say, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. That's basically the command. And then you count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So that's what you do. We have audio clips on that on the website. I think all the BBS programs, maybe for the last couple of years, you do it at the very end. So if you need to, you know, find out what it's like, just get up an archive, and we do that for you. And back to you, Ann. I'm assuming Kathy.
Yes, we started doing the Mind to Heart Drop back in at the end of every show back in 2013, and they're also it's also done on every Contact Talk Radio archive as well. And I just wanted to mention to the listeners, Ron, you talked about the audio samples. Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, for the new listeners, has right on the very top 5-day sample healings you can learn a lot from. They're just clips from his radio shows on BBS Radio. And then next to it, there's another bar that you can click for more samples, and he does the Mind to Heart Drop. He says it out loud, and you can say it aloud with him till you get the hang of it and get used to practicing saying it frequently throughout the day. To get used to it, some listeners have said that they set their a notification bell on their phone, or a timer if they're sitting around in the house or in the kitchen. And then that reminds them to get in the habit of saying the Mind to Heart Drop out loud. And as we've been learning in the last few months, since March, when we do the Mind to Heart Drop and drop our awakening thoughts into our heart center, and we become in the present moment, we are also then putting ourselves on the new earth to the extent that we've done clearings. And so we want to go there often. We want to be put there often, because that will be our temporary home when there's ascension. So I do want to mention that Ron has a lot of information on not only his website, but there's some handy information under the BBS Fast Chat feedback form page on the very top. It's called CLS Connections, and there's a link there on the top called Reminders, and there's all kinds of information that you can look at while you're watching, listening to the radio program, and learn a little bit more. And plus, it's a good, handy reference for a lot of Ron's website teachings, just right here on one page. It's a sort of like a real a compilation of things that are already on the website. But there's a page for New Earth that explains that better, and it's the only place, really, to just get a handy reference to what Ron created, the New Earth, and why he did it. So that's all on the BBS Radio, Ron's radio page, Quick Chat Live on the Fast Chat feedback form on the top. Lots of references there in audios and tutorials. Okay, so Ron, when you mentioned the soul family before, and then you just now mentioned a soul family member offering you the opportunity to take on their pain, so I had a thought about that. And someone also wrote in saying that they do seem to, they're an adult, but they do seem to, whenever they're with their family, get into some sort of situation. like, for example, never really go anywhere with their parents, but once they did, and they stopped to get something to eat, and they were the one that got sick to their stomach with the food. And then another time, this person was the one whose purse got stolen in a public place.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just things like that, you know. So if we do more of the finger exercise and the mind to heart drop, you know, we'll be less of a target for our soul family as well. Would you say so, Ron?
I would say so, yeah. Remember, when you have a situation going on, it's because you're on a timeline for that situation. Oh, that's why we have timeline crashing. You may want to do that. It all depends how severe it is for you. But normally, you know, if it's something that is, you know, very bad for you, or, you know, you have a large charge on it, then you probably want to do over 1,000 timeline crashes on it to get out those timelines. Well, just a movie script in the Beyond, all that they copy and paste you over and over and over again, and you wonder why you can't get well, and because that energy is attached to you, you can use the word corded, I guess, and you're not healing because your timelines are running with this pain over and over and over again, the same situation. Oh, wasn't the movie called Groundhog Day where something kept
Yes. Repeating
over and over again, I think, so.
Yes. Groundhog Day, yeah, that was about the same timeline until they got it right the way they wanted it to end.
Yep. I want to do a clearing for people. Then we'll talk about more of what's come in on email and things. But I want to do one for the clown skin stuff that people have on them. So here we go. We'll work with the skin on your body, which absorbed clown skin. So here we go. Just see if your body feels different. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And boy, it's kind of heavy. And they must be really been around a lot of clones. Remember, they exhale this energy too, and that goes into your lungs. But the skin is kind of like the stuff floating around that attaches to you. So releasing more of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That feels better. 40, that's good. That feels good. Now I'm going to work on your lungs. So here we go. If you feel like you got a furball or something, that's probably normal. So here we go. Some people, do feel kind of nauseated at times as this gets released because it's poison to you, so you may feel something on the way out. So here we go, working with your lungs, getting rid of this clone skin that you probably inhaled, and the energies from the clones as they secrete this energy out of their lungs into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And you can send us a testimonial right now if you would, if you feel something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow. Out of time here. Are we at 60?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So if your sinuses are running, maybe your eyes are watering, maybe you're not feeling too well and your ball is coming up, you're on your way to wellness now, getting rid of this clone stuff on you. So yeah, if you felt something, send us something, CLS questions at Yahoo. A lot of people might be listening who kind of feel something and they don't know what to think about it. So that's why we love testimonials. So back to you, Kathy.
That's Rania. When you've done this in the past, people have written in saying that they don't know what happened, but they felt something move out and they feel better. As for me, I'm taking in the energy that you activated in our lungs and sort of expanding it, just trying to hold in a good deep breath and activate that energy you just gave us for the clone skin removal. And so I do feel like a lot more oxygen went to my brain. I'm maybe breathing a little better. I feel a little more sharper mentally, which is always a good thing, especially when we're doing the radio program here. And I did want to also offer the listeners that Ron has some incredibly effective free healings on his website. One just came to mind that relation to what he just did for us, which is called Alien Oxygen Code Removal. And people have said, and I have tried it, and it really has a great effect on us. You know, it doesn't sound like something you would think you need, but there are people who feel this, they feel the difference in these healings, and also people who can see things and report things to Ron. Anyway, there are plenty of testimonials on the website and on the radio programs. Ron does healings frequently throughout these four radio shows he does on VBSRadio.com. There will be another radio program tomorrow, Saturday, on Station 2 as well, same time, 7 o'clock p.m. And again, new listeners or people who are new to Ron are certainly welcome to listen. It's a little bit different of one because he takes us to a special place called Creation Light Ship. It's the Creation Light Ship, a healing that he does with us on the radio. And so it's very wonderful and very healing. If you have any pain or any kind of condition you want help with for healing, it's a good place to start listening to the Saturday program. And it's like a sample of what Ron does on the weekends, too, where he has intensives. On the homepage, creationlightship.com, on the very top, Ron offers his healing intensive conference calls. There's links to those and an upcoming healing call and special weekly clearings that he does on the telephone. So there's plenty of opportunities for healing of different things. He just did clone skin body removal, and he does have a healing teleconference for clone body removals. And if you went to any of Ron's workshops while you're at the expo, you might have experienced being made real and being decloned. And so since that doesn't last forever, unfortunately, Ron does offer this conference calls to have our body parts made real again, decloned. And so, Ron, someone wrote in about the conference call, and they wondered what they should be asking for as far as when you say body part of choice, your choice. Maybe they weren't really prepared to focus on what particular body part they wanted to have healed. Can you give a little guidance on what they should do if they're on the live call with you and hear you say that?
Normally, like tonight, we did the entity call. So entities attached to your body, and they could give you words inside of your head. They could give you mannerisms. They could force you to do something. Remember that emotional body is very, very powerful. It's more powerful than your spirit. So it can take you different places. The typical thing would be like maybe a person is maybe an alcoholic or a tendency for that, drinking a lot, we'll say, and they are walking down, a street, and all of a sudden there's a bar or something, and the entities grab them, you know, in a sense, come into the body. Might be maybe even a half a dozen of them. Maybe you had one in you, and it sees its friends out there, you know, waving their hands up in the air because you can't see them. You know, you'd call these ghosts, and somehow they I'll hop into your body, and you're thinking, oh, man, I don't want to go in here. And they go, oh, just one drink, it's fine. And you go, well, I could probably get one drink. It's only, you know, whatever. And then you all of a sudden find out that you're having half a dozen of them without knowing why you're doing that. Those are entities. And maybe you do something stupid, and they you get arrested, you know. Well, at that point, the entities, if they don't care if you're arrested or not, they'll find somebody else. Now you're holding the bag for all your problems. Oh, and that's just the way it goes. Probably I've seen people doing road rage, you know, on the highways, freeways, you know, just think what's coming into them, you know. It could be somebody who maybe like to, you know, ride horses and win, you know, possibly. Maybe it's a person who, you know, was maybe a person who died in the old days, and they had the, before they, you know, well, I guess NASCAR basically started with the people who were, you know, I guess booze runners or something, you know, with the prohibition. That's kind of how it started, I believe, and that's why it's in the South. So they, you know, you may have one of those drivers come into you, you know, who is driving his hopped-up Ford or something, you know, and they go, oh, it's a road race here on the freeway. They come into you, and now you've got this entity in you, and all of a sudden you're doing all these crazy things. And that's what these entities do. So, and that's why you want to get rid of them. So the entities can make you say things, make you do things that wouldn't be you because it's not you, but they're controlling your body. That's the bottom line. So what you do is you request each time we do a particular session, and I do three of those for one particular situation. So maybe you have a pain in your shoulder, and maybe an entity came in that had a pain in their shoulder. Now you got that pain from the entity, so you request to have the pain released. You know, maybe your handwriting changed, and you go, wow, this is something. Oh, I need to have that entity out of you. So that's what the entity call is about. It's up to you to request something for yourself that will release this energy from you. So that's kind of how it works. So back to you.
Yes, and I think if you're not on the entity call, just any of them, it's good to have an idea of this. These calls can help you put in touch with your anatomy and your situations and your conditions and where they might be originating from. So what Ron offers is an opportunity for the light beings to go to the source of the condition or the root of the problem and start to heal it. But you can give them a clue where to start. You can give them a clue as to what's bothering you. I mean, you might be having a problem with your back but not knowing that it's coming from your adrenal glands, but they'll find out eventually. So you just keep asking them about this pain, and they're like little doctors, and they do a diagnosis on you, and they try to find things. And so they work on it long after Ron's done, and especially when we're on the Creation Light Chip, when we're on there for 7 hours. And by the way, I didn't mention, Ron, that this next series of the intensives, when we go to the Creation Light Chip for healing with the light beings, starts on Saturday, May 13th, and then progresses into the next three Sundays. And the Sunday teleconferences are 7 hours, starting on the 14th, Sunday the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, for those who plan ahead. But these are posted on the creationlightship.com website, and there are packages you can purchase to get registered. And you click on the links there, and it will take you to a menu, and that will take you to the PayPal links where you can pay directly and securely, and then get a phone number and a confirmation and the access code for the call. So, Ron, we've gotten some confirmations that people felt that clearing you did for the cloned skin that we've been breathing. And someone said they felt nauseous and like something was stuck in their throat. And their cat came to the computer screen and looked at the light being while you were talking. And someone else said they felt looser and less congested. But maybe there's some people that have a little bit more fur balls to clear, Ron. Do you suppose, would you be willing and are willing to clear out maybe in the lungs as well?
Okay, yeah. I did lungs. We'll do it again. So here we go. One, two, three, four. Taking out these fur balls. He's in your lungs. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. I'm going to do another clearing that might be also helpful. We've done two other, I have not done in and out clearing that I've been doing with the alien skin, you know, from these clones. But we have done Saturday calls where we have released skins from people, and also shackles. So I'm going to do a sample of those. Here we go. Let's work on your neck, take out some energetic pins, and also taking out one pin. There we go. Second pin's coming out. There's probably about eight of them. Third pin, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, and eight. So move your neck a little bit. And it's possible it makes some, you know, cracking sounds, and you might feel a little bit looser. I'm going to do now one for your lungs. So here we go, taking some pins out of your lungs. These are energetic pins. They could look like daggers, could be swords, could be torture devices, all different types of things that you could have with you. How you got them, who knows? But here we go. Working on your lungs. So first pin out. There we go. Second, I'm going to take some deep breaths. Inhale, exhale. Third, coming out. Okay, here we go. Four. It looks like it has a lot of poison on it. So I don't know. Some people may have more poison than others. Out. There we go. And I'm working on another one. Out. And out. I'm going to work on your kidneys now. But here we go. If a backache or pain, or maybe you have one, you don't know about it. I feel a lot more relief now. So here we go. Once your body gets used to pain, you kind of get numbed out. So here we go. Kidneys, out, 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 and out. There we go. And now I'm going to do shackles. So we'll work with the neck here. You can kind of like picture a medieval type thing, maybe a thing around your neck, a chain, you know, probably going to be metal. They have pokers on it, or maybe just riveted onto you. Here we go. I mean, off here. Have to undo these here. They're a little more complicated than taking the pins out. That one just came off your neck. And get one off of your wrist. Right now, both wrists. Here we go. And there's like energetic chains or chains attached to you. And this could also be on a line that you're living there. This would be physical to you, you know, real. Here we go, coming off. Left wrist, there we go, just came off. And right wrist, there we go. And I'll get the one off of your waist here. There we go. Taking a little bit of time. Waist energies here. Out, there we go. That's off. Okay. So those are two calls that I do. If I do a thin call, knuckle call, probably be doing some of those maybe in a month or two, I'm guessing. So anyway, we have them on Saturday. I think it's like a three-hour call. And these would be like $20, I think. So back to you.
Wow, Ron, I'm moving my wrist, my arms. I'm bending from the waist a little bit, just activating all the energy. You just cleared away a lot of densities and things that should not be there energetically. And so my spirit now will fill that space. And so when Ron does these healings on the radio, we need to move around. Even on the online whole life emotional and all the whole life body, the body clearings, the emotional body clearings, there is an option to pause the healing so you can move around and feel and get the energy integrated within your body. And it is really effective to move around while Ron's doing these healings. Even if you're laying there, you can just still move your arms and your legs, because I know it's nice to listen to this program and be in a relaxed position. And Ron, if someone falls asleep, will the healing still work?
Yeah, of course it does, yes.
Great. Okay, just wanted to clear that up for anybody who was concerned and may have felt they missed something. No, you didn't miss anything. That's our spirits are always willing to accept the healings from the creation light shift. And so, Ron, I want to get back to the paranormal questions or situations, but first I'll read some of the testimonies that came in through the fast chat feedback form. And here's one person's remarking about the clone skin clearing that you just did a few minutes prior. They write, that was really a powerful clearing. Thanks so much. I felt like I had to fight vigorously some kind of nasty thing, and it was undone. They really appreciate you feeling free. They feel free from it. They say, it was awesome. I can breathe easy now, and the depression eased out. Gee, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Some people feel these really strongly right away, and some feel later. Now, Ron just did some shackles clearings for us. And so if Ron always appreciates hearing how you felt, what you reacted, if you felt any freer or better. And if I don't get a chance to read your testimony that you send, I'm sure tomorrow's radio program will have opportunity to read testimonies and catch up on some of the emails that I couldn't get to today. So now you, another testimony came in about the clone skin removal and the lungs. They write, I began to burp and then had to keep clearing my throat. I'm still trying to clear the hairball out. And my husband is coughing to clear his lungs. Thanks, Ron. So it looks like you got something started for them, Ron. Like they had something there.
I feel a little more energy on the lungs. So here we go. Lungs and esophagus here. Taking out some of this energy here. Go. More is coming out. Most people have, besides that, you have critters. Look like centipedes or something, so I'm taking those out. Go. Now, there, that got released there. I'm going to do another one for, how do I describe this here? This is probably more for females, like a chastity belt. Maybe they did something where they stuck some metal up the side of you, and that metal is kind of decaying, and you wonder why you have infections a lot, something like that. So keeping it very simple here. So I'm going to take off this energy from around you here, this chastity belt type of thing, and coming off here, and there it's coming off, there we go, there that's off, and work with the thing that could be inside of you a little bit or something, here we go, and go, coming off, or that just got released, and we'll do some healing on you there. Here we go. Oh, healing. So I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. And that may be good. Okay. But I won't get any comments on that from women, but hopefully that helps you. So back to you, Anne. I mean, Kathy. Excuse me.
That's okay. I'm sure Ann's there listening. Hi, Ann. Ron, I don't know if you've ever done that, energetic chastity belt clearing before, but that seemed felt new to me. Anyway, comments appreciated, and Ron's done several healings during the program, the clone skin removal, the free us from shackles on various body parts, and pin removal from neck and other parts of the body. So we've had some really great comments from people talking about how they felt already, and more are welcome too, as you have time, the next tonight and tomorrow. And Anne can read them tomorrow program. So, hopefully the person who had the dry heaves and the fur balls will feel better. Let us know how they feel. So now back over to the paranormal comments and experiences. So someone said they've been watching some reality shows on TV, and they're watching the clouds in particular during the show. And so this is what they noticed. There was one show filmed in the Fiji Islands, and they can see that the clouds are broken up like timeline crash clouds. The whole sky was filled with them. On another show, it was filmed by the Arctic Circle in Alaska, and they saw a round saucer cloud, very large, in the show. And it was about a woman running her camp, and she's always having mishaps, injuries, and her equipment is always breaking down. Then she sees a lot of orbs in the outdoor shows. And then something's always happening to something like a snow machine. There's always a large orb there. Then she saw a TV show filmed in California in 1984. Saw clouds breaking up, and it kind of looked like timeline crash clouds. But she does know that you started doing timeline crashing of clouds, that, as far as we know, in 2010, not in 1984. So just some observations for you, Ron. Any comments?
Yeah, great. Thank you. If things happen.
A long-time listener. This person who wrote in is a long-time listener, and so she's talking about the clouds because, as Ron has said in his workshops and on many other shows, there are things happening in the clouds.
And I also saw, it was a John Wayne show, I saw a chemtrail, I think that was in like 1957. So, anyway, I don't know what the name of the thing was, but mm-hmm. kind of shocking to see a chemtrail in 1957 with John Wayne. He was... whatever the show was, he was going across Mexican border to find some people or something. So he's riding his horse at night. You can see the chemtrail up there. So anyway.
And then even in some of the older shows, you can see how clouds used to be.
Yeah, the real ones, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that interesting observation about the clouds. And you remember, Ron, on another show we had talked about how Joni Mitchell had a song about clouds being illusions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so there's some good words in that song. It's called Clouds by Joni Mitchell. All right. Now, next situation. This is about a strange encounter. I have just encountered maybe a new species, a 1 year and 4 month old girl. She has large, round, dark blue eyes, a round head, short neck, and she's small for her age. She just stares. She has no energy, no emotion, and no movement. I look into her eyes, and I see a long, dark, empty tunnel. When she opens her mouth, she screams and then makes a sound like a banshee. She bites everyone, parents, other babies, anyone. I am told all the babies at her daycare also scream and bite. Her pediatrician says this is normal, and by age 3, the screaming and biting stops. The mother accepts this. I was wondering if Ron would have an idea.
Why, what if the handler is the daycare person, you know? Anyway, I can't get too personal with this because I don't know if, you know,
yeah,
the person listening is a child or something. But, you know, it's...
it's a description that she gives that's sort of disturbing to me, that the baby just stares.
What the person is talking about feel real to me. Oh, yeah, you could do that plan to light clearing, maybe. That might help. I know we send that out to clone the light. That might help people. You'd have to request it on CLSQuestions@Yahoo.
Yes, that's a great idea, Ron. The alien to light for this baby and the clone into light. Those are links. Those are not on the website. So if you don't have it, listener, please do write and we'll send it to you. And anyone who thinks someone could use some help with being, you know, I don't want to say possessed, but sort of sounds like it, you know, just not normal. Oh, okay. Thank you for that, sharing that. So, Ron, this next question or situation is about a time-traveling artist. She has an observation. She's wondering if this friend of hers is a time traveler. He's a travel guide in Italy, and he sent this photo that she has attached on the email here, and he wrote, if you go to St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, Italy, you can see there is an American flag on the angel's wings, and this was before anyone founded America. So she said it's interesting that he would even notice. Anyway, time-traveling artist.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, and there's even a photo of it. I'll forward this to you, Ron. You'll have to see this. Okay, a testimonial about the pin removal you did a few minutes ago. And someone saying that she writes, or he writes, my goodness, I felt the pins being taken out of my neck, and I've had neck pain for the last 3 days. Now it's gone. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. Some
people
wonder
great.
How they get the pins. I can't tell you. I don't have a clue. I think we've probably done maybe 3 pin calls for people. And, you know, over the last probably year and a half, I guess. And each time I do one, even if you've been on all 3 of them, you know, the call does help you. So I just don't know why they keep coming in or why we have them, but it might be part of the alien agenda. So anyway, that's just the way it is. Like I say, this is life on Earth with the aliens controlling everything. So that's why I did it tonight, to show you what it's like to get the shackles off and also, you know, get some pins out of you. Because a lot of times, you have a physical condition, a problem, and you don't know where it's coming from, you know, and then you're on one of these calls that we do on Saturdays, and all of a sudden you go, wow, on. Never suspect, even think of it being a pin stuck in you. So anyway, that's why we do the calls, these special calls that I do on Saturdays. I do normally one a month, typically, and we'll be doing one this month, but I don't know what the topic's going to be yet. And it'll probably be the last Saturday of the month. And it would start, in case you just want to jot something down, it would be at 1 o'clock Pacific time when I would be doing the call. And it will probably be a 2 or 3 hour call. But I don't know what it's going to be yet. So this is, remember, I work in the now. And so that's a long ways away for me. So back to you.
Yeah, and Ron has the webmaster post it any moment when he knows when they make a plan. So do check the website for the updates on the calendar. Okay, Ron, so someone's asking for a reminder to check on the Earth and see if it's in alignment.
Different than what I'm used to seeing right now. So there must be something happening. So I guess I'll be busy tonight doing something. Great. Hmm. Oh, I got a job. Another one. Okay.
Another job. Oh, dear. Okay. Ron, it's 2 minutes after. If we have a little time for another question.
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Someone wants to know if they can put someone's photo during the radio show, maybe in front of a light being, so they can receive the sample clearings while you're talking during the radio program.
The person should be live. That's the allow that to work three times. So you'd want to have the person listen to the archive during this year. So that's the way that would work for them. They may get peace energy, but they will not get the clearing unless they're on call live or on an archive. Back to you. And if the person doesn't want to do that, then that's fine. So some people don't understand what we're doing, and it goes against their religious background, and they don't understand what we're doing. So it's okay, but they have to show up in order to have a clearing. So back to you.
Yes, and Ron does make the archives available. He provides them, and they're on VBS Radio, his page, and also on his own website. Ron keeps track of them. Ron, at the beginning of the program, we talked about alien abductions and missing people. So maybe we could end on that subject, too, and give people some more ideas of how they could help make themselves less of a target and less prone to alien attacks. And I did want to mention you do have an alien abduction barcode removal clearing on your website and a lot of other alien energy removal clearings on your website as well. Alien attack removals, there's a whole section on the left side you can look at, not only the free ones, but the there's a really great one called Eliminating Alien Attacks. Someone just wrote in, Ron, they did the month-long alien attack, eliminating alien attack clearing, and after 30 days with doing the mind-to-heart drop, they are not as scared, of nightly abductions, as they are not a problem anymore.
That's great. Right. Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is that time now to our VBS radio show. Five after here, so yeah, just check out those clearings. And I have a lot of people doing the eliminating alien attack. I think it's $30 a month, which equates to $1 a day, and that can be a lifesaver for you. So anyway, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You have to say out loud, I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards three times to facilitate this energy. You may feel your thoughts dropping down like an elevator. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. I'll say blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, everybody who is listening, and hopefully your healings that we did tonight will be wonderful for you. And they are permanent. Whatever I do on healings, it's done. I don't know, don't look back. Bye, everybody. Blessings.